Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Question for you. How many times have you met with the same homeowner, or for the first time, but they've lived with the same problem for years? But today, suddenly, they're finally ready to rock. They're ready to talk about it. They're ready to do something about it. So in this episode, this moment, we're going to talk about what is called the tipping point. It's more important than any script, feature, benefit, or price you can possibly present. So in this episode, I'm going to show you how to uncover the why now behind every buying decision and how it will instantly set you apart from commodity-focused salespeople. When I say commodity-focused, you're not doing it intentionally, you're doing it unintentionally. So I'm going to show you how to step past that into the why now. In sales, we've always heard, so talk about the benefits, features and benefits. Make sure to talk about the benefits, not just the features. But nobody's really ever told you how to do that. Unless you've, of course, listened to this podcast. But today we're breaking it down. We're getting rid of all the crap. We're getting rid of the fluff. We're talking about the most important thing that you can possibly learn is going to be in this episode. It is the why now moment. So stick around. It's going to be a great one. Before we do, I have two quick things that I want to cover with you. Two or three. We'll figure it out. This is a podcast. This is my show. I can talk about what I want. So first of all, welcome. This is Close It Now with Sam Wakefield. Thank you for being here. This is Drive Time University. I'm going to say this stat again. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. If you've been listening for a while, welcome and glad you have continued to listen. I appreciate you getting value from this. If you have ever gotten value from the show, I would love if you left me a review. And speaking of reviews, I'm going to read one now. So let's get into this review. This is from, let's see, Magileyellen? It's Magileyellen? I don't know. Whatever that name is. The title is Phenomenal Podcast Must Listen. 5 stars. So it says, Sam takes his time and has deep insight and wisdom when it comes to HVAC sales. It's not your typical just hustle and get it podcast. He peels back the layers to break down the psychology of the sale, customers, and how you can reach your greatest potential. If you want to take your career to the next level, it is a must listen. Thanks, Sam. Keep up the great work. 2 exclamation points. Miles. So Miles, thank you for that review. I appreciate it. If you listen to this podcast and you hear me read your review, message me because that, my friend, has earned you a free coaching session. I've never had a single person do a 1-hour coaching session with me that didn't get a massive breakthrough with something they couldn't go immediately implement and boost their sales numbers. So thank you for that review. I appreciate it. For everybody else, Apple Podcasts or Google, leave me a review. I appreciate it. It helps more people hear the show. The better reviews, the more reviews, the easier the show is to find. You know how algorithms work. People search it. It comes up because there's more conversation around it. So thank you, Miles. I appreciate it. You're awesome. You're a rock star. Real quick, what's in your cup today? Today, I am drinking some iced coffee. Nothing fancy, just threw some the coffee left over from this morning, you know, over some ice and rocking it out with a little bit half and half in there. So what are you drinking? You got an energy drink today, you got a latte, you got iced coffee, you got a Monster. What is it? Is it a Bang? Is it a Celsius? Hopefully you're all still hydrating, drink plenty of water. Let's toast this episode together. Everybody raise your cup with me. 3, 2, 1. I am on the hunt for some new beans. So if you have a recommendation for some new coffee beans for me or a tea that I should try, a hot tea, I'd love those recommendations. Shoot them my way. And we'll drink them on the show and talk about it. Last quick announcement, then we'll get into the content here. I want you all to know that the financing that I've set up for the coaching program has turned out awesome. We've got some people going through it right now. What that does, it breaks it down. I can guarantee you this is the cool part. If you've ever thought about having me out to your company to multiply those results, it works for there. It also, if you've ever thought about one-on-one coaching with me, I do have a couple spots open still in my calendar. Reach out to me. What the financing does, it allows you to easily step into the program, super low barrier, because what turns the monthly investment literally less than the commission on one extra sale that you'll make for the month. And I know that you're going to make more than one, because here's what normally happens. In fact, let me read you this review, because this isn't a review. This is a text I got from one of my current coaching clients. This guy is a plumber. So this is Calvin. I'm just opening up my phone here. Let's read it real quick. Calvin, where you at, brother? There you are. So check this out. This is so freaking cool because it is awesome. He says, "Hey, Sam, I wanted to share with you that I hit a few PRs today, personal records, sold a single $50,000 job, which is an all-time high, then $64,000 for the day working on a $66,000 proposal in the same neighborhood that I'm 99% certain will land." And that is what happens. In fact, for the month, he is, as a single plumbing, right now he's working on, of course, building his team, but out of his own truck, he did over $150,000 this month in plumbing. He doesn't do heating and air. He just does plumbing. So those are the kind of results we see all the time when people coach with me. So I know if you're an HVAC, that may or may not sound like a huge number. That's pretty badass for a plumber. So, and he's well on his way to having a heck of a year. And he's been coaching with me since we started June 1st. So this is now September 24th. So one thing I want you to know, Rome wasn't built in a day, neither was a top performer. This is a journey. This is why you have to be 1% better every day than you were the day before. So with the new financing, what that has done is made it super accessible and easy to do for all of you. I can guarantee if you are selling anything, you can absolutely afford it. So it's HVAC, plumbing, electrical, garage. I'm working with some people right now for a mobile mechanic shop. It really doesn't matter because the conversation is the same. This is not your boring, and we're going to get into this content today, and this is the segue into it, because it's not about the boring old scripts. Here, learn the script. There's no magic script. It's not here, learn the script and role play it and get really good at it. Then your numbers are going to skyrocket. No, it has nothing to do with that. Do scripts help? Yes, it gets you on the right track. But more importantly, you know, there's an expression I heard from my friend Everett earlier that is absolutely fire. And it totally defines exactly where my head is headed with this. And, we're all on the same page right now. You know, we're so tired of these sales trainers and all of the scripts and all of this crazy processes and fabricating all of these moments and situations in your life or in your appointments that are false, right? You can't just artificially create these moments that, you know, completely endear somebody to you that they, you know, it just feels fake and it's gross. So I am going to pause this super quick because I'm going to find this because I want to bring this quote to you because it's super, super powerful because it's going to set up everything that we are going to talk about today. Okay. So here's the quote. My buddy Everett Lippel, dude, how do you say your last name? Lippel. Anyway, he runs the So I Was in This House podcast, which if you've never listened to, you got to check it out. It's an incredible podcast. But the quote here is, don't trip over bags of cash on your way to your process. So remember, we are not selling to a script. We're not selling to your system, to your process. You're selling to human beings. So everyone is different. Yes, we have a flow. Yes, we have a process, but we also have to A, meet people where they are, and B, be able to be adaptable in the situation. This is why top performers are able to instantly pivot in a moment, you know, in a fraction of a second. When something changes, you adjust and adapt accordingly because it's your role, it's your job. As our friend Elizabeth Howard says, it's your responsibility as a professional to guide the conversation to a desired outcome. And that is exactly what we are there to do. So let's get into this because this is so important. The why now moment is huge. In fact, I had this, this was a huge epiphany I had yesterday. And so, and really, this is why we're a little bit delayed on releasing. I'm delayed on releasing another podcast because my brain has been spinning on this for a few days and it finally clicked for me yesterday morning. And if you're already there, if you already got to this insight, awesome. I love it. Congrats. High five. Message me. We can chat about it. But this was a big one for me. If I could take all of the sales training that I've done in the last 6 years and boil it down, if I could only train one thing, this would be the one thing. This is how important this is. And I want you to hear me with this because this is, if you can figure this moment out, it will change everything in your results, in your numbers, in your communication, in your connection, in working with human beings. So it's not another technique. In, you know, sales mastery really, really, really lives in discovering this tipping point. So if you've been frustrated with, with ghosting, people ghosting you, the stall, we got to think about it, think it over. If you're experiencing that, there's a there's a chance that you missed the why behind the moment. And so by the end of this episode, I'm going to show you how to uncover urgency and motivation, even when they don't say it out loud. So let's get into this a little bit. So first of all, let's talk about what versus why. Most salespeople focus on the what. Broken equipment, something's wrong, comfort issues, efficiency, monthly cost, allergies, AQ, whatever it is, you know, whatever vertical that you're in, whatever industry you're in, we're there to focus. Normally we focus on the what. What brings us out today? Well, this broke. Well, what brings us out today? We want to improve this. Okay. But they're at surface level, is they're only talking about the thing. This is where most people normally stop. And if you've listened to this podcast much, we've talked so often about the emotions and the feelings behind the thing. Why are we there, right? Buyers don't act because of the what. They just don't. If you stay stuck in the model and serial number and this model does this, or this is the length of our warranties, or this is the quality of our work. Yes, of course. Okay, everybody, I want you to know that's entry-level stuff, and everybody says the same thing. If that's all that you're focused on, you're commoditizing yourself. You're putting yourself into the same white noise bucket as everybody else. So we have to be different. How do we be different? It's not by inventing some new thing. It's not inventing some new process. It's finding out why they're, the, what is their why? Find building relationship. People buy from people. They want to work with someone that they know is going to take care of them. They're going to be cared for, all of those things. But the needle mover for actually closing the deal is the why. So it's not the what. So you, if you've listened to many episodes, I'm going to go through this again because it's a great reminder as we get into this conversation. So you've heard me say in the past, the buying decision is like driving a car. The steering wheel is the logic portion of this. Because remember, people buy on emotion, they justify it with logic, and then the piece most people miss is they justify that logic with another piece of emotion. So if the steering wheel is the logic, that is pointing the wheels in the right direction. That's, can you see it's broken? Can you see that it needs to be replaced? Or is there any doubt in your mind that this work needs to be done? No. Okay, that's the logic side of it. That's the piece that is, yeah, yes, I can see that you're the company for us. I love you, you did such a great job. You're so super knowledgeable. You're the right rep for us. Yep, totally. The project totally makes sense. We got to think about it. Okay, well, because we only focused on the what. That is, yep, it all makes sense. It's logical. The why is the emotion. Emotion is the gas pedal that causes them to take action and to take action now. So we have to incorporate both the what and the why. So I've got a simple way to go through this. But before we do, I've got here's a fun script example for you. I love to give you word tracks, things that you can immediately implement that are going to change your results. So we're going to stay in the HVAC lane for this one. So your system's 20 years old. That's the what. Versus, so what finally made this the day you decided to do something about it? That's the why. We've got to figure out where was the tipping point. Because getting into this, this is the core question. We've got to figure out what changed. Why today? What finally pushed this to the top of the list? Now, backing this up a little bit, when you're in season, you know, whatever home service and home improvement you do, when something is broken, that's a much easier, yeah, clearly, you know, clearly something that has to be changed. You know, it's not working. We want it to work. Now, here's the difference, though, because that's only a small fraction of, and it doesn't matter what you do, if it's heating and air, if it's plumbing, the water heater's out, nobody likes cold showers, the lights won't turn on if you're an electrician, you know, the garage door stopped going up and down, they have to be able to get the car in and out, you know, those types of things. Yes, obviously, something's broken. If you're selling doors, you know, the frame's rotted out and the door doesn't open or close or it's stuck. Yeah, those are the easy ones. Now, the thing is, if we only stay there, this is why the industry average is 30%. Because, yeah, it's got to be done, period. That is not the bulk of the appointments we go to. And that's why I get so many questions about, you know, nobody has urgency, especially getting into the off seasons and whatever your industry is. How do we have a conversation to create urgency? Where's the urgency? Nope, everybody wants to wait until next season. They're just fact-finding, all of these things. Well, I'm here to tell you that's actually not completely true, because there has to be some amount of desire to change the situation, or they would not have taken the action to pick up the phone or fill out a form online to get you there and then not only invite a stranger into their home, but also to invest an hour or two of time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, just to sit for 6 months to not do anything. Some degree says, I want to change the situation, or they wouldn't have taken the action and they would not be going through this process if there wasn't a degree of them saying, there's something here that I want to change. So we have to always remember that. When they say, oh, we're just getting information for next season, well, there's a piece of that that is absolute BS, or they wouldn't even be going through it because they know prices are going to change. That's not what it's all about. They know things are going to change year upon year. They're not dumb. They get it. They just act like they are. So that's what this is about. It's finding out why. Why now? Because so the way that we break this down is, you know, when we're thinking about it, we're talking about the what and the why. The what, which is the equipment, it's the process, it's the garage door, it's the front door, it's the water heater, it's the water treatment, it's the heating and air system. That's the what, that's the logic. So you could think of it like this, the what is the logic, the why is the emotion. So we've got to find out the why, because that's what people make buying decisions around. And that why happens, it comes to a head in the tipping point. This is the reason they called you. So when we get into your appointment, asking, okay, great, what changed? Why today? Why now? What finally pushed you to push this to the top of the list? These are not small talk questions. At first glance, they feel like small talk questions, but what it's doing, it's going to reveal the runway of reasons leading to today's conversation. And so here's an example. I had a coaching, this is one where really started to get clear with me. I had a coaching call yesterday with one of my coaching clients, Ryan, and he was recounting one of his experiences in the home. So he gets to this house and the homeowner says something like, I'm so glad you're here. We want to make sure to get the tax credit because it's expiring here in a couple months. We want to make sure to grab that tax credit before it goes away because it's a couple $1,000. At first glance, it's like, okay, that's the reason, but it's not. When you start probing further, when you unpack this, they had to have been thinking about this for a while, and then the tax credit going away becomes the motivator to go ahead and get it done. So when you're in that type of a conversation, you know, that we've got to still have to find out the why. That is not the why you're there. It just happens to be an incentive to move their timeline forward, but they had to have been thinking about it. It had to have been on their radar, or they would have never picked up the phone and called. They would have never filled out a form. So asking those kind of questions like, okay, well, yeah, 100% agree. We got to pour gasoline on that fire with, say, a tax credit that's expiring or a rebate that's expiring or something like that. Yes, we pour gasoline on that fire and let that simmer and let that grow. Oh, for sure. You're exactly right. It is going away. So we got to make sure to capture that, those additional savings while we're still able to. But let's set that aside for a minute. Clearly, you've been thinking about this for a while. How long have you been thinking about this project? And so now we're starting to get to the why. How long have you been thinking about it? What was the moment? So why now? Is it because you heard the tax credit's going away? Okay, but then we get back into, so you've been thinking about this for a while. So my question to everybody else, everybody listening, what do you think the next question should be? Okay, why have you been thinking about this for a while? You know, what are the things in thinking about this project, what are the reasons that have made you consider this project? We have to go back to the origins of where the desire to even take these steps comes from. Because if we don't, we're missing the point. We're absolutely missing the point because they can call 500 companies to come in and say, you're right, tax credit is going away. All right, here's what we can do. And everybody sounds the same. There's no connection there. There's no reason that's going to move them off of that. Other than now, of course, if there's something expiring, there it forces a decision. But that's not when the decision started. So this is going way, way, way back. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Inception. Think about it like that. So here's the key takeaway in this piece of it is the why now moves the sell from transactional to transformational. transactional to transformational. The other thing that happens, and when we're thinking about sales, we have to think about comfort zones, because change is uncomfortable for people. And zoom out, look at our society right now. Think about the people that you know that are absolutely resistant to picking up the phone and talking to a human being on the phone. You do this yourself. I'm pointing my finger at every single one of you. Your best friend will call. You'll grab your cell phone and you'll look at it and you wait until the call stops and then you text them back and go, hey, what's up? I do it too. We all do it. Why? Because so many of us are resistant to talking on the phone, especially unannounced. So what that means is somebody took the action to pick up the phone and call a human being, to schedule an appointment, to have a stranger in their house. That's starting to bump the limits of their comfort zone. So now here's the thing. When you start looking at everything that's going on and you consider their project, this is why people will live with something way longer than they should, not because they like the pain of being uncomfortable or whatever the problem is causing, but that pain is not bigger than the uncomfortableness of change in their life because it's too far outside their comfort zone. So what we have to do, this is your job, we have to expand their comfort zone by connecting that decision to an urgent emotional reason that feels secure. So here's an example. So we'll go back to the rebate scenario. Totally understand you want the rebate, but what would it mean to you if you never had to hear that loud clunker at night anymore? What would it mean to you if we were able to reduce your bill by 25%? What would it mean to you if you weren't woken up at every single time that garage door goes up and down? What would it mean to you if, and apply whatever fits your scenario and your, you know, in your, what, take water treatment. What would it mean to you if you never had to scrub the hard water spots off your shower glass anymore? Apply it to whatever you do, but that's so different when we start to approach it this way. So what happens is when you anchor into the tipping point, the conversation shifts from price shopping to life changing, because it now we're getting back to the why. There was a reason. Even if they say, hey, we're just price shopping, they're not. Something had to have been on the radar for them to start price shopping. This is making sense, everybody. So I raise your hand if it makes sense. Keep your hands on the wheel. But so I freaking love this topic because I just realized you can boil it all down to this. So it's the why now tipping points. The moment someone finally acts, it's so much more powerful than any word track. Okay, review my notes here. Make sure I'm on track with my notes. So here we go. There's a couple more examples here. The difference between the what and the why. You know, we've got to get to that why. So here's another story analogy, right? We can use this type of a word track. So Mr. Homeowner, you know, your system's been limping along for years, but, as an example, right? You know, maybe it's limping along for years, but now maybe they now have a new baby. It wakes the baby up at night. Tipping point. Or wife finally gets so uncomfortable, she tells the husband to finally call and get something done about it. Tipping point. Here's a verbiage. I hear what's going on with the system. Let me ask, what made this the day to finally call? Or, I mean, you know, I've got in my notes that we've been looking at fighting this thing for a while. What is different now? What's different now versus then? What's changed? I'm just curious. Why did you finally decide to have this conversation to finally do something about it? You've been living with this for a long time. What's changed now that you finally want to make a change? I'm just curious. You can't be too curious. You have to be made of questions. We assume nothing, and we have to be so infinitely curious and ask more questions. And so here is a challenge for every single one of you listening. I want you to, if you really want to get good at this, you've got to practice it. So let's practice shifting the what's wrong question into why now. You know, practice changing your what's wrong to why now. And here's my challenge to you. Write, you know, take a couple minutes, and when you're driving, you know, do it when you're stopped. Grab your notebook and write down three versions or three variations in your own voice of why today, why now. Write your own versions of that. That'll help reinforce this and help you remember we're not just asking about the what, we have to ask about the why and see if you can find the tipping point. So getting into this next section, of course, most problems exist for months, even years. What matters is what snapped them into action now. So those questions, write your own variations of this. What changed? Why today instead of last month? What finally pushed this to the top of the list? Compare it to a boiling point, right? Because it simmers forever. It can simmer for a long time. Suddenly it's going to spill over. So your job is to catch that spillover moment. I'm saying the same thing numerous different ways because I want you to hear this. This is how important it is. This is going to become, I can tell you, I'm going to be speaking from stage quite a bit this next year. And if you want me to speak from, come talk to your company or company events, we're getting into Christmas party season, those types of things. If you would like me to, as your keynote, reach out. I will bring the fire and I will inspire, motivate, and encourage and take your team to the next level. And this is going to be one of the things we're going to be talking about a lot moving forward because it's this important. So, here's another script example for you. So lots of people live with these issues for years. Why was today the day to finally make the call? Just ask straight out like that. What was your tipping point? What finally made the difference that you wanted to do something about this today? So your challenge, write three variations of that. So here is how why now creates urgency without pressure. Because this is really what it's all about. So, because urgency doesn't come from discounts or deadlines. It comes from uncovering what already matters most to them. The tipping point is about expanding their comfort zone so the decision feels safe, not pressured. And so, you know, this isn't about selling air conditioners. It's about selling peace of mind when the baby sleeps tonight. You know, so script example around that. That makes sense. So what I'm hearing is you've been dealing with this, but what really did it was when your wife got woken up last night, or what really did it was when the baby woke up because of it last night. That's the reason it's time to get it fixed now, isn't it? See, can you feel the difference in that type of question, language, thought process instead of, oh, okay, so it's noisy at night, it wakes you up? Okay, well, you know, if we could do look at a quieter one, would that, you know, would that actually, most people don't even ask, would that help? They just go straight to, okay, this one is 12 decibels and this one's 13 decibels and this one's 28 and 42. Nobody knows what that even means. Why are we going into decibels? That's the what. That's stuck in the features. Nobody cares. What they want to do is not getting woke up at night because the dang system's so loud or whatever else is going on in the home. That's the why is the important part of this. So another challenge for you. Practice. Think of your top two or three things. In every industry, there's usually, two, three, four things that we ever get called out for as the main problems. It's not even that many. So practice reframing each of those. First, you have to recognize them and define them. If you don't recognize all of the common things that come up, that's place one to start because as a professional, you've got to analyze this. We don't sell by chance. You have to sell on intention. Every single thing we do, say, hear, touch is intentional. So the minute that you take radical responsibility for your appointments and for your life and you're an entrepreneur, you're running a business within a business, the minute you take radical personal responsibility, then you become very intentional about it. You start to measure things so you can manage them. If we don't measure it, we can't manage it. So once you've recognized what those two, three, four things are that are the most common problems that we get called out for, it's not the what anymore. We've got to find out what the tipping point is. So if you're only selling the what, you're replaceable. When you uncover the why now, you're unforgettable. I'm going to say that one more time. If you're only selling the what, you're replaceable. When you uncover the why now, you are unforgettable. So here is, let's recap. Number one, people buy on emotion, they justify it with logic, and they justify that logic with another piece of emotion. The tipping point is hidden in the question why today. It's in there somewhere. You just have to find it. There's not a unless it's was working fine and then broke, you know, and then is not working. Those are the easy ones, but that we all know that's a small percentage of the project, the actual sales appointments that you actually run. The secret ingredient is hidden in why now. So when soon as you're able to uncover that, it creates natural urgency without ever sounding pushy, which is number three. So people buy on emotion, justify it with logic, justify that logic with another piece of emotion. The tipping point is hidden in the question why today or why now. And uncovering that, this is number three, creates natural urgency without ever sounding pushy. So if this helped you, go leave me a review. You can find the link in the show notes for Google. Go to Apple Podcasts, leave me 5-star Google review, Apple review. It will definitely help more people find the show. Number two, this is something I'm really happy about. You have to know, if you want fresh, practical strategies for lead generation, I just wrote a guerrilla marketing guide, how to have consistent leads year-round without spending a dime online. I just wrote that guide. It is my gift to you. It's got proven things that I've done. Every single one of these I've done in the field. We've had leads from them. I've made sales from them. Every single thing I put in here, I've actually done. This is not, oh, here's a great idea, I don't know if it's going to work. Every single one of these I have used and have the receipts to prove it. So if you would like a copy of that guide, right now you can get it at go to the website, Door to Door Institute, that's D-O-O-R, the number two, doorinstitute.com, and it'll pop right up, fill out that form, it'll send it right to you. And then the second piece of that with Door to Door Institute, I don't know if you've heard about it yet, but we have an event October 24th, so come to the event. Even if you don't want to come to the event, let me tell you super quick what we're doing. We have put together door-to-door canvassing for HVAC. This is the easiest, lowest cost way to get not just leads, but qualified appointments booked onto your calendar. This is not some goofy, you know, marketer on digital social media blowing up your inbox going, could you use 30 leads this week? No, this is not that crap. This is actually proven. We've got the track record. Again, we've got the receipts to prove it. We're going to be able to put 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 appointments on your calendar in a week if you can handle it. Now, of course, we'll scale it according to the size of your team. But if you want to know more about that, again, doortodoorinstitute.com. D-O-O-R, the number two, D-O-O-R, institute.com. We've got an event in Dallas, Texas on October 24th, 2025. So it's exactly 1 month from today, date of recording. And also, when you get your guide, the Guerrilla Marketing Guide, that's my free gift to you. Give us your info, though, and sign up to get more info about how we can book appointments onto your calendar with our canvassers, but we're doing it differently. We're not doing it like, I know what you're thinking. Oh, what's it going to do the reputation of my company? I've got the solution. I've got it fixed. If you know me, it's all about integrity and doing things the right way. So to learn more, go to doortodoorinstitute.com, and it's going to rock your socks off. So go get that guide. It will help you. And next week, we're going to start the Discovery Trilogy. I'm going to break down the most overlooked part of every sales appointment, every sales call. So where I'm going to do a 3-part series on how, why, and give you, of course, some exact scripting and some very practical ways to do better job of things like this, uncovering the why now. But we're going to dive into some of the other elements, that ways to dig that information out in a way that doesn't seem pushy, that we're going to get clarity around it. So now they have a reason to move forward more than just, oh, the rebate's expiring, or, oh, you got to hurry up and do it. So stick around. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it. Every single one of you, go leave me a review. And I'm just so grateful for every single one of you that listen. You are focused on your growth, which is a sign that you are getting 1% better every single day because you're even listening to this show. So I appreciate every single one of you. And it also proves that you are working to become someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.